Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
Many parents feel the burden of pushing their teenager to manage their responsibilities and then worry that their teenager will fail college when parents aren't there to manage them. Well, we'll talk about this and more on this week's podcast, How Will My Irresponsible Son Be Successful in College? It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown, and I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We'll all benefit from your question, so come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, and enter it there today. And while you're there, download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. And please remember, this is an educational podcast, not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, today we're hearing from Ellen of Houston, Texas, and Ellen writes, "Getting my son to the finish line of high school graduation is a nightmare. We've had to push him every step of the way. He did manage to be accepted to college, but now I'm concerned that he won't succeed once he's there. Every semester was the same thing. Undone assignments and needing to do a ton of makeup work at the end of the semester. He always needs the internet to do his work, but unless we policed him, he'd be playing games or watching YouTube videos. He is diagnosed with mild ADHD, but doesn't like the medication, so he doesn't take it. After coming home from work, I'd have to get him to do his work, and then I'd still have emails and work to do before I could go to sleep. We had to stay on him to fill out college admission applications and to get them in on time. I'm frustrated and exhausted from staying on top of him. How does a kid like this succeed in college?" Well, Ellen, you know, that's a darn good question. How does a kid like this succeed in college? Well, in order to succeed in college, you know, kids have to have the desire and skills to succeed. And your son sounds as though he's lacking motivation and he's lacking organizational skills. The unknown here is, how will he be when his mother is not there to organize and manage him? Has he grown so dependent on you, Ellen, that he's too immature to take the reins of his life and go forward? Or will he step up with you out of the picture? You know, a lot of college freshmen have a poor first semester in college. It's the first time many kids have had the freedom to fail, and they need that experience before they choose to succeed. But Ellen, let's look at a few things behind your question. You have been in a control battle with your son for a long time. Now, maybe not a violent one, but one where you try to get him to manage his responsibilities, and he works at avoiding his responsibilities. Where has this gotten the two of you? Well, your son has gotten good at avoidance, and you are suffering from parental burnout. Okay, how do I know this? Well, your son at 17 or 18 and able to get into college with low effort means he's pretty darn smart. And if he applied his capabilities to learning organizational skills and managing responsibilities, well, he'd have plenty of ability to accomplish that. Now, you say you're frustrated and exhausted. Well, of course you are. When you are being his motivation for him, and you're carrying the responsibility of worrying about his success for him, well, Ellen, that's too much to carry. When you say you are frustrated and exhausted, those are words that describe parental burnout, where parents become chronically, emotionally, mentally, and physically fatigued. You feel like no matter what you do, it won't be enough. You have been trying to keep your son on track and wish he could do that for himself, but he doesn't. You ask yourself, is this ADHD causing this? Or is he just genetically lazy and unmotivated like his Uncle Tim? Well, both might be factors, but there is no reason whatsoever that your son can't learn to manage his responsibilities. The real culprit is the control battle beast that's been living in your family. The main thing that has to happen now is your son needs to pick up responsibility for his own motivation and his own success. You have to pass the baton. You can't control your son, but you can change your way of relating with your son. Here are some suggestions. Number one is start by attending to your state of burnout. Come on, Ellen, I'm going to award you a gold star for everything you've done to support your mildly ADHD son to the finish line of high school. Wow, you did it. Now give yourself permission to believe that it's now in his hands and he has everything he needs to succeed. He hasn't developed good habits, but he will. Take a break from being with him physically and thinking about him as well. Take a short trip to a fun and relaxing place. And that would be fabulous if you could do that, either with your partner or with friends, or if you're good at traveling alone, just go on your own. That's fine too. Then, Ellen, clarify a new order with your son. Have a talk with him. Talk about how the two of you have been in a pattern and how destructive it's been for both of you, and how it needs to transition to a more mature relationship. And by the way, these patterns, control battle patterns that you have been in with your son can continue well into young adulthood with parents bailing kids out of jams and putting together resources that their college-age young adults don't use. That's not what you want. So you'll need to explain that getting himself ready for college is going to need to be his job. And I assume you'll be paying for his tuition and his living expenses. I do hope that you require him to earn any entertainment money when, for instance, he wants to eat off campus, go to a concert or a movie. I suggest that you sit down with him and review and have him make a list of the tasks necessary to get ready to go. Could include saving money, communicating with his roommates to decide who's bringing what. For instance, they don't need two popcorn poppers. Maybe they're setting up a college email account and password, getting the things he needs to go ready and organized, and then packing it. It would also be important to be clear with him that going to college is a privilege, and that he is, and he's getting this privilege, and that you're happy to support it as long as he wants it and takes responsibility for being successful, whatever success takes. Review with him the resources that colleges offer or that his college offers, such as a learning center where he can get organizational support and tutoring, but that accessing it and utilizing these resources are going to need to be on his initiative. You're not going to bug him about it. Be clear that sharing his end of semester or quarter, depending on how the school goes, his grades, so you expect him to share his grades with you, and that's required for you to continue to provide funding. So you're not going to keep bugging him to give you the grades. It's like he doesn't give you the grades, he doesn't get the funding. I would also be clear about your expectations of summer behavior and responsibilities and summer privileges as well. So I'm going to show you how a talk with him might go. And I'm going to name your son Bo, as I often name unnamed boys. Okay, here we go. Bo, we've come to the end of an era. Congratulations to all of us. I know I did a lot of pushing and prodding, but you did your work, or enough of your work, to graduate and be accepted to college. Way to go. And now it's time for us to change our relationship. Going off to college you'll need to have your own motivation for success and your own study skills. If you are, in fact, motivated, you'll be able to utilize the college's resources to get the study skills and even the tutoring you want or need. If you aren't motivated, you won't. You know, before you go off, I want to apologize to you. I've made it my business to be your motivation and to provide the lion's share of your structure. I should have helped you find your own motivation and your own structure. I've made you dependent on me, and at least to some extent, and I want you to know I apologize for that. That can be a handicap. But remember, even with your active avoidance of responsibilities, you ended up graduating with good enough grades that you got yourself into college. So you've got what it takes to succeed. If you think you need me to be successful, well, that's just a myth that you and I created and lived in. You're bright, you're capable, you're loving and lovable and talented, and you're a kind young man. And now your job is to believe in yourself and to apply yourself. You know, when you go off to college at the end of the summer, we'll be here to support you, but not to prod or micromanage you. It's going to be your job to get what you need from us and from the college and to give each of your classes your best effort. That's why we're sending you, and that's what we expect from you. We will need to see your grades to continue funding, and there will be no funds without the grades. We expect you to do your best, which means you should get all A's and B's. And if you have a class you're struggling with, that's fine. We need to know in advance. Here's something you need to think about. At most colleges, there's a huge opportunity to engage in excessive partying and substance abuse. If you want to stay in your room and play video games day and night, there is no one there to place limits on you but you. These are opportunities for failure, and it's going to be your job to make the choice of failure or success. If you are doing poorly and you can't get yourself motivated or organized, then don't get depressed or don't get self-destructive. You can withdraw and get a job or do something else and go back at a later time if that's what you want to do. Don't think you have to be there and do this for us. It's totally for you. Sure, we want you to go to college. That's because we know it will be important for your future and because we know you are college material. But if we want it for you more than you want it for you, it won't work out. It needs to be yours. I suggest you put some time and effort into thinking about how you will be successful when you get to college and how you and I can change our relationship. I very much look forward to seeing you as the capable young adult I know you can be, and that is who I want my relationship to be with. Okay, Ellen, there you go. Your job will be to talk to your son with respect and not with the previous frustration you showed. If he isn't managing his summer responsibilities, don't fight, don't argue. Simply shut off his data plan, and when he asks what's going on, explain that the data plan is a privilege that he gets when he manages his responsibilities and follows the rules. A lot of high school graduates think that suddenly there are no more rules, and that ain't how it works. So let him know that you're happy to pay for his data plan, but he's a young adult now, and you expect him to handle his end of the deal. That way, he'll know that the relationship is really changing, and it will give him the opportunity to see that your words have meaning. No arguing, no prodding. Stay positive and take action. So, listeners, we can all learn from Ellen here. Are we doing too much for our children and teens and not asking enough of them? Are we setting up a pattern where our kids become addicted to us managing them? It's easy to fall into that pattern, but it's never too late to change it. If you are a parent, challenge yourself to think of at least one thing that you can ask your child or adolescent to step up to. It'll be good for them and good for you. Well, thanks for tuning in this week, listeners, and thanks to Ellen from Houston, Texas, for her question. Before I sign off, I'd like to ask that if you are enjoying the Healthy Family Connections podcast, take a minute and leave a review for me. It will let others know that they too can benefit from tuning in. And remember, will you take care of yourselves? You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neilbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.